there's turning plows and there's level-land plows, and you plow on hillsides with the turning plow. Then you have a level-land plow to plow bottoms with.
Uh-huh.
Then you have we called it a laying-off plow, that's all I know, you know, just had one strong plow.
Uh-huh.
And then laid the corn rows off with that.
Uh-huh. You said one part you used in the low one, or what? There was one type you used in low areas?
That's level-land plow. It's a plow mold that will turn it over where the hillside plow won't. You see with the hillside plow, when applied, it'll turn down the hill.
Mm-hmm.
But in the level ground, it won't.
Mm-hmm.
And they have another mold board, they call it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm telling you, something's happened 100 years ago.
Okay. After you plant, what do you break up ground with?
Maybe hair.
Okay. And what is it that the wheels of a wagon fit into?
You mean a hair?
Or you've got two wheels and there's kind of a pole that they fit on.
That's a disc car, isn't it? I can't.
You have one in the front and the back. It's just a pole that I guess turns.
I never seen anything like that. I don't believe.
Like cars have them. Your front tires are connected with a metal pole, and then the two back tires are connected with
them. Now you see how quick I can answer. My mind don't work like it used to be. Axle.
Okay, fine. when you want to cut, well, firewood or lumber, you have to prop it in some. And sometimes you put planks together or a 2x4 like
wood
this.
Racks.
Okay. And are they ever put together in different ways?
Yes.
And what are the two ways?
Well, sometimes now you just have one of them.
Mm-hmm.
No, they ain't put together in no different ways, I know it. But you put one and maybe lay the end of your log out there on a higher place, you know, than that is,
mm-hmm.
and just put it through that way. But now generally they have two, you know, and put them, lay the log up in between.
Mm-hmm.
But I never know them to be made on this one certain way.
Do you ever use the term sawbuck, or have you ever heard that? Let's see.
Now, I've heard tell of buck saws.
What kind of saw is that?
Well, it's a saw. Say, this is head here. Here's a saw blade. And this handle goes in, this end goes right around like that, down to the other.
Mm-hmm.
And one man can saw with that.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they used before they finally got these here power saws, you see.
Mm-hmm.
When one man had to work by himself. And then when two worked, one pulled at one end and the other, and it cross-cut saw.
When you get up in the morning, you sometimes take a comb and you do
brush
your hair. Okay. And what are you doing?
Combing your hair.
And what would you do with the other?
Brushing it.
Okay. And men didn't have disposable razor blades. They had to use kind of a leather.
Straw.
Okay. And what do you? Put in a revolver or say a shotgun.
Cartridges.
Okay. What do you call a plank laid over a trestle for children to play on?
Well, I never seen that happen now, but I guess you'd call it a walkway.
Mm-hmm. They're found in it's a piece of playground equipment that children play on. I guess one balances against the other.
That's a seesaw.
Okay. Are there any other terms you've heard for that? For something like that? Sometimes they
swing
around.
See now.